Okay, Harold, so there's a reason you just showed me that hairless ape video, right?
So yes, it's the pinnacle of modern it's the pinnacle of modern modern video making. It is the highest expression of our art.
Of your art. Do all the people on Earth listen to this ridiculous song about tigers?
Well, they do if they have any taste at all, yes.
Taste? Did you see that drummer's haircut? I understand. Why don't you just shave off all of your hair as a species and just be done with it?
No. You're misunderstanding. At the time that this video was made, a big hair like that was in fact considered sexually attractive.
Oh my God, you're telling me that that guy got laid?
He got laid like a motherfucker.
Oh, your species is repulsive. Tell me that this is some machination of some sort of temporal warlock, or some sort of ethereal thing from beyond the stars manipulated your species to creating, what's the name of this? I use this term generously. Song again?
Eye of the Tiger. And to be perfectly clear, this was long before we discovered the actual technology that allows us to traverse the plains.
And I'm assuming before you've even discovered tigers, because not one features in the video.
Well, I mean, tigers are rather deadly creatures. They are hard to keep under control, especially in a large city where this was filmed.
Yeah, nothing is more deadly than this terrible song, though, because I died inside while listening to it. So let's take it back. Let's take it back. Why are these people walking down this human street?
Well, clearly they're on their way to the warehouse where they would be filming the rest of the video.
Now, is the conceit that they are filming a video or that they are walking with purpose because they have some sort of cachet with the locals?
It's more, I mean, if you look at the area the video is filmed in, it's clearly a low rent, dangerous area. So they are projecting confidence. They are projecting that, if you will, eye of the tiger to then intimidate anyone who might stop them.
So, on your planet, when you want to project confidence to the people, quote unquote, around you raise your arms as if you're speed walking?
Indeed, it shows that you are limber and that you can move and that you are ready to lash out, much like a tiger.
So marching in lockstep. I understand with your species has some negative connotations, yet here it is acceptable.
But it depends on how many people are marching in lockstep. Say a group of five, for example, in a rock band, it is impressive and it is intimidating. A group of, say, thousands in, say, a some kind of European army of some kind, is considered slightly, well, still intimidating, but slightly less acceptable.
All right. So it depends on numbers of lockstep personnel. I understand that. Now, how common is it for bands in your world in order to go to an unoccupied warehouse that suspiciously looks like the prop room of Miramax Studios and play to absolutely no one while, and the video showed me this, smiling like idiots at no one at all. Is that common?
Well, you have to understand, it was the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All is forgiven, Harold.
I need you to understand.
When we come back next week, Harold's going to tell me about cocaine and Charlie Sheen.